Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Our meditation this morning is Ephesians chapter 3, again, verse 2. The Apostle Paul explained about the dispensation that we are presently now living in. Disposition is a stewardship. It's an order, a divine arrangement, a season that God has set, and we live in the dispensation of grace. And if we try to activate our Christian life not knowing what dispensation and how the dispensation work, we become void of power and void of victory and void of deliverance. And I think to a large degree this is what's happening to the body of Christ. They have not understood the finished work of Christ, the grace of the cross, and how that is a free gift, and that Jesus have paid for it all. And all of our life now, all we have to do is live in Christ. Every step we take, claim our inheritance and claim our relationship with God through Christ. So here in Ephesians 3, verse 2 say, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, what? Now, also I found in that word dispensation, it talks about the economy of God. So all the things that God has to offer, we must live under the finished work of Christ. Now, I just want to give you a few things under the meditations. I meditated these things under the dispensation of grace. I'm going to give you two or three things this morning. I'll follow up the following day. But once you understand grace and understand the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, then there's no room, no accusation. There's an enemy who tries to accuse us of a lot of things. But if we recognize that the Lord had paid for it all, and the very thing that stopped accusation is standing under the blood, stop all the accusers. So we have the blood of Jesus there in Revelation 12:10-11 tell us we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. So you're going through some aspect of being accused or being abused, know you today that the blood of Jesus is more powerful than all of that. So your accusation, you have to live above that. Secondly, again, we go back to no condemnation, no guilt, because I think guilt is the thing that robs us from entering into the blessing that the Father wants to have. So we're back to Romans 8:1, where he said, therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. That means no guilt. He who knows how to swim in the river of life cannot be condemned. We used to sing a little song, there's a river of life flowing out of me, make the lame to walk and the blind to see. This grace life is so, this dispensation of grace is so important. So we're not living in a dispensation of the law. We're not living in a dispensation of the promise. We're not living in a dispensation of the innocent. We're not living in a dispensation of the human government. No, we're living in the dispensation of grace. Thirdly, there's no judgment. If you look in John 16 and read verses 8 through 11, the Holy Spirit will keep us under our righteousness. He talks about three things that the Holy Spirit convicts of. The center thing is he convicts of righteousness. And that's what the Holy Spirit, when you fall away from God as a Christian, when you recognize that you're walking in some type of sin, when the Holy Spirit tells you, the main thing the Holy Spirit want to call your attention to, hey, he want to convict you that you're the righteousness of God, not on your own, not because of what you do, because of what Jesus have done. This conviction will bring you into a right understanding. He also will convict you that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So you see, this grace is a new and a living way that been given us by the Father. So as we study and meditate, no accusation, no condemnation, no judgment. Go forth today as a free man, a free woman, walking in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ.